So the world's biggest cake show, Cake International, is happening. And this year they have created an award ceremony. So a real kind of Oscars of the cake world. And I was a finalist for two awards and I managed to go home with one in my hand.
That's absolutely amazing. Which category is that in?
So I have won Wedding Cake Artist of the Year.
Wow. And imagine, and to be at what you call or describe the Oscars of cakes, to get that award, you know, what does that mean for you?
Oh, it's incredible. I was really just thrilled to be a finalist. That alone blew my mind. And hearing my name get read out, I sat in silence for a while whilst everybody else around me was on their feet and screaming, and I just couldn't believe it because it means so much. It's such a huge, huge honour. The award itself isn't just for one specific cake design, like the Cake International competition. This is for your entire body of work and what you give to the industry, how you contribute, your role within the industry, and your design skills, your creativity, everything. It encompasses everything. So it really is something to kind of, it's a real accolade because it covers all areas.
I know you say it's Cake International. So does that mean, you know, it's a worldwide competition?
Yes, yes. So it attracts people from all over the globe, literally all over the globe. We have people travel from the furthest place we can be is obviously Australia, New Zealand, and they travel. They come from all over and they all bring entries for the competition. They travel with cakes. They come from all over, and the awards themselves as well, they are truly international. So other winners were from places like Vietnam and Italy and places like that. So to be kind of there and be on a stage as just a small Manx gal amongst all these global giants is insane.
It also puts the Isle of Man on the map as well.
Yes, yes, it does. And this is something that I've been trying to do for years. I entered Cake International, the competition, for the first time, and that was 7 years ago. And 2 years ago, I became a judge, which was amazing. And now here I am with their brand new awards. And I've won such a massive award. And I'm just absolutely blindsided by it, but it's amazing to be able to fly the flag for the island and say, you know, I'm from the Isle of Man. And everybody always asks, where are you from? I'm from the Isle of Man.
In terms of the competition, did you also have to put on a display over the weekend? And if you did, you know, what was it? Okay, what was the inspiration behind it?
So my weekend, it's a 3-day competition trade show. There's all sorts that's going on. You can see these amazing competition cakes. There were over 1,000 entries. And then there's demonstrations, there's classes, there's workshops, there's shopping, amazing shopping. And so my days were very, very busy because the Friday is when the judging happens. So I was judging all day Friday. And then the Saturday and the Sunday, I was on the main stage. I was doing demonstrations there. I was doing demonstrations at other brands and companies. And I also have my own product lines now. So I was busy trying to sell those too. So it's a very, very busy weekend for me.
Since the news, what's it been like?
Oh my God. And my phone hasn't stopped buzzing, but I haven't been on my own to even read anything yet. So I'm literally sitting waiting for the boat home, and tonight we'll be going through all my messages and emails and texts, and because it's just incredible. Everyone has been so supportive, and for the first time ever I was completely speechless on stage. I couldn't say anything, and everybody was just cheering me, and it was just wild, absolutely wild. So yeah, I've got a lot of people to thank, and a lot to go through and a lot to process.
How many years have you been doing this for?
I am coming up to my 14th year now. So I started just baking cupcakes, and then it went from there and it grew rapidly. And I entered my first competition, which was actually Cake International. I mean, if you're going to start, why not start huge? And that was in 2018. And it's just spiraled from there. But it is a lot of work. And I'm not going to try and pretend that it's not, because it's a lot of work and a lot of effort. And I'm sure every cake maker on the island will agree with me that we put in the hours, we work incredibly hard, and that's at every level. So yeah, I'm 14 years in and still love what I do.
Right. And this is going to be a very random one, but I have to know, what's your favorite either flavoring on a cake, or what's your favorite cake to make?
My favorite flavor would be banoffee. I love banoffee. I think that it often gets overlooked. And I'm such a wedding cake girl. I love people who come to me with unique ideas. They're willing to embrace being a little bit different, maybe a little bit non-traditional, and have something that's a really, truly unique work of art at their wedding. That's my favorite thing to do. I just want to say thank you to everybody who has supported me. I know it always seems a bit wild that with my wild ambitions and ideas and my crazy designs. So yeah, I'm the weird girl that people maybe might not understand, but the people who've supported me just mean so much to me, and I'm so, so grateful.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.